This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
5 minutes after 9 o'clock on your Wednesday morning. Hi there. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Good Morning NoCo is brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. When it comes to your heater or your air conditioner, I was trying to say heater and furnace, and I'm like, why would you have both of those things? But whatever you've got,
just
Dusty,
for backup.
Just talk to Dusty and his crew. I can't recommend anybody better. They did such a fantastic job for me. Customer service second to none. So check out Air Solutions. So happy to have so many wonderful people who make this show possible. And over the last month or so, we've been visiting with some great folks from Pathways Hospice Care. And we are happy to have with us this morning Deb Heyman from Pathways Hospice Care. And Deb, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you guys?
We are absolutely fabulous. Did we get you? Are you an early riser, Deb?
Depends.
So this 9:05 time slot works out just fine then, because 9:05 is good for the people who like to sleep in and the early risers.
Yeah, plus those who have to go to work.
That's right.
Exactly. But Pathways Hospice, such a fantastic organization. We're so happy to have you guys a part of the family here at KFKA. But, you know, with Pathways, we've talked to several people involved, but we know when it comes to this, volunteers really are what makes this thing go. And can you talk to us a bit about the volunteer program, your need for volunteers, what volunteers do for you, and, you know, just how important that aspect is to the care you're able to give there at Pathways?
I certainly can. And they truly are the heart and soul of what we do and what we offer back to our patients and our families. We have approximately 130 volunteers that support our agency, which is amazing. But our reach is very large. It's Northern Colorado, Eastern Weld County. So we do need lots of folks. Potential volunteers come to us to support our patients and families, caregiver relief, companionship, and things like that. But we also need very specific jobs or roles. We have families that need notary services done. We need massage therapists, pet therapists. We even have people that come in and bake cookies for our families at our new inpatient care center next door. So there is a lot of things to do. We have our core competencies, as you guys know, it's palliative hospice, palliative care, and grief and loss. So there's lots of things that folks can do to support us. Last year, you know, we are charged by Medicare to offer 5% of our direct patient care by volunteers. So that's kind of a big ask, but our dedicated group of volunteers go above and beyond this. We're looking at 22%, guys. So
wow. That
says a lot for our volunteers. You know, and it also gets back, it says a lot for our staff, too, that they just envelop these folks, make them part of the team, and really work together to offer all of these services to support our community. It's actually my privilege to get to work with these folks.
Well, Deb, one of the things that I've been blown away by Pathways is you know, you guys talk about it. It does take a community during these times. And, you know, as a volunteer coordinator for Pathways, you've got to see that. And that's got to be really, you know, not to make it all about you, Deb, but that's got to be really cool for you in that position to see everybody step up and support each other in this community in Northern Colorado.
It is, and they come from all walks of life. I just love even hearing their stories. We've got people that homesteaded here, they're third generations. We've got people that are new to the community and want to get involved. It's neat to see that, you know, people look at us and as leaders in hospice care, and we're able to reciprocate and bring them in and just offer them this opportunity as well.
Well, it sounds like, you know, if there's people who are looking, you know, man, this sounds like something I would love to get involved in. But, you know, do I really have any skills that would be useful? Just hearing your description, Deb, it sounds like everybody has something to offer to help in this case.
Oh, my gosh. If they have a heart, they've got something to offer. Like, yeah. You know, and if folks, we have an application process, and I wish it was called something else, but if they walk in the door, they're kind of hired. They really are. If they want to come in that bad, we certainly accept them with open arms. And we do trainings 3 times a year. It's pretty intense trainings. It's 2 full days of orienting with our staff and really learning about how we do business as an agency. So it's pretty neat. So the time they're done, they're invested and off they go.
No, it's cool. And like you just said, when anyone shows up with the heart and the passion to give back and dedicate their time, you're not going to turn them away. You're going to teach them how to optimize on that passion that they feel with those training areas.
Yeah, you said it well. Do you want to be a volunteer?
Wow, that's amazing, because Tanner has not said anything well this morning yet.
Oh,
so
let's talk,
Deb. He needed you right now.
My partner, I don't know if I can keep putting up with him here, all right? So, Deb, let's talk. Let's see what we can get done here. But, no, it's so cool because it's like hospice care is not an easy topic to broach with a lot of people. It's not something that a lot of people want to talk about or really dive into until it's absolutely time. But those conversations and learning about your options before you have to make a decision right off the bat is just so vitally important.
It is. And, you know, one of the things that we hear most is from the families is, we wish we would have come to you guys sooner. We didn't realize the depth and breadth of care that would have been offered. It would have just made things so much easier. And our staff provides a lot of education, so to kind of help them navigate everything that's going on and help them with these transitions. I think that, but our utilization is pretty good in Northern Colorado. It doesn't only mean us, there are other options out there for sure, but we're getting much, much better at utilizing these services at end of life. And if anybody ever just wants to talk about it, we have people that come by and interview us all the time. And we just kind of do the happy dance. This is great that they want to engage and see kind of what we do and what's going on. But with that being said, our website has some great, great information for anybody who's interested in just kind of learning a little bit about what we do. And again, we're happy to talk to anybody.
No, and it's so important that, you know, we want our loved ones to have that quality of life. Even when we know that it's getting towards the end of it, that doesn't mean that it has to be all doom and gloom every day. Reality is there, but that doesn't mean that's how you have to face each day. And I've witnessed firsthand seeing, you know, the quality of care, the quality of life, and also just helping get that mental lift, you know, is the greatest thing. Because people think about, you know, as I mentioned, you know, what do I have to offer? But I guarantee you there are so many people now, and even, you know, retired people who are sitting there who maybe had great skills with woodworking, you know, who were really handy. You know, those skills, you still have them. They are so needed. If you're somebody who was good with money and could help budget, you know, if you're somebody who's, you know, a young person, you know, who has some energy, likes to mow lawns, do things like that, or if you're just a good listener, you know, it sounds like all those things are what you're looking for, Deb.
They really are. And you hit on something that is really key, is listening. You know, we show up, but really we get to listen and hear their stories. And there's a lot of times that that's important, because they were a stranger. And as you guys know, or as I know, it's sometimes it's easier to talk to a stranger, and you can get some things off your chest and you can talk through some things. And we also have chaplains that are amazing listeners as well. So being that outside person coming in really has an added benefit to the patients and the families.
Well, let's put these wheels in motion here, Deb. Say we have somebody who's listening right now, wants to get involved, has questions about helping, about volunteering. Where do we direct them? How does the process go from here, Deb?
The easy thing to remember is just our main number, or pathways, if you want to look that up. Pathways, there's lots of pathways, but hit the pathways, Northern Colorado.
Yeah, pathways-care.org. Sorry, but Deb, didn't mean to cut you off there, but pathways-care.org.
Yeah, that's it. And our main number for the whole area is 970-663-3500. And I'm the only volunteer coordinator. They can just ask for Deb, and they'll transfer you right up.
Well, Deb, thank you so much for what you do. We are so grateful to have Pathways and all the great individuals at Pathways as a part of our family here at KFK, as Brian said earlier. But thanks for the work that you do and for all the volunteers out there who have the heart for this, for taking care of our loved ones, at a very difficult time of life. So thank you for what you do, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate what you do as well. Appreciate it.
Take care, Deb.
There's Deb Heyman, the volunteer coordinator for Pathways, pathways-care.org, 970-663-3500. That's 970-663-3500 for Pathways. 9:16 the time. It's Good Morning NOCO. We'll be right back.